Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week news podcast for the week of Friday, December 10th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today's podcast is going to look at business litigation, the sorts of cases that do get filed, how certain types of litigation can consume certain industries or even certain companies, and even where most business litigation does wind up being heard across the United States. Now, we have the data and insights on all of these questions thanks to a new study from Briefcase Analytics. That is a research firm based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they have just published a detailed study of all litigation involving Fortune 1000 companies that was filed from January 1st of 2005 through January 1st of 2010. Now, that is a total of 369,000 unique cases filed for or against a total of 108,000 different business entities within the umbrella of the Fortune 1000. So we've got a lot of data to sift through there. And to walk us through that, we are joined by Richard Cellini. He is CEO of Briefcase Analytics, and he is going to walk us through some of his key findings. So, Richard, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So, now, first question. I was surprised to see that in the huge number of 369,000 disputes, the solid majority of cases was not about anything glitzy like securities fraud or intellectual property or anything like that. This is just about asbestos. Not nearly as sexy as anybody was hoping for. I was just wondering if you can give us an overview then of the most common litigation we are seeing filed out there.
Well, that's right, Matt. Asbestos turns out to be the big surprise winner. Asbestos is actually the longest and most expensive personal injury disaster in U.S. history, and that's certainly true for the Fortune 1000. 57% of all U.S. litigation involving Fortune 1000 companies relates to asbestos. So we studied about 800,000 appearances by Fortune 1000 companies in federal cases. 460,000 of those related to asbestos. It's interesting to note that with a single stroke of the pen, the U.S. Congress could eliminate more than half of all big company litigation in U.S. courts.
Huh, I hadn't thought of it that way. Now, what are some of the other sort of items out there aside from asbestos?
Well, there certainly are other categories, and it varies by industry and even by company. So, for example, product liability, which is, you know, products that are harming people, dominates the drug and life science industry. Show me a product liability case, and chances are overwhelming that it's going to be involving a company from the drugs and life sciences industry. 99% of Wyeth federal litigation is about product liability. On the other hand, the grocery and drug retailing industry dominates the people and property category and harm category, and that makes sense. Retailers have lots of employees and customers interacting with their stores, their people, and their trucks, and accidents are inevitable. So you see a lot of that type of litigation in that particular industry.
And now you guys even dwell down to some specific companies out there and how they were, I guess, overweighted in some categories based on their line of business, their size, and things like that. You just said Wyeth was one example, but any other good examples come to mind?
Sure. You know, following that line we were talking about, grocery and drug retailing, 93% of Safeway's federal litigation is about people and property harm. So 93% of all business litigation involving Safeway is actually about people and property being damaged. For Walmart, the figure is only about 52%. That's better, but it's still high.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also was looking at the data, and I noticed that you note the total volume of cases is steadily increasing across the 5 years of your study, but that's skewed by asbestos litigation. And I was just wondering what the real numbers are aside from the wet blanket of asbestos that kind of skews all of the data so much.
Well, I think you've really hit on something there. It does look like Fortune 1000 litigation has been increasing by about 15% a year every year since 2005. Mm-hmm. But when you really drill into it, you see that almost all of that comes from new asbestos cases filed beginning in about 2007. So if you exclude the asbestos cases, 2006 was actually the high point for Fortune 1000 litigation in federal courts. New case filings have actually been flat or even down every year since. So you really have to drill into that number and take out some things that are skewing it.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us any sense of, then, aside from the asbestos litigation, what are the, are there any other growth industries in litigation, or are there any other areas that are shrinking especially fast?
Well, you know, leaving aside asbestos, it's still the case that all forms of injury and harm, whether it's from a particular product or negligence or something as specific as asbestos, anything involving injury and harm has just skyrocketed in the past 3 or 4 years. It's overwhelmingly the fastest growth category, at least as far as big company litigation goes. Big companies are really being hit hard by those types of cases. Everything else sort of wobbles a little bit from year to year, but it's essentially flat compared to injury and harm.
Okay. And I couldn't help but notice that, yet again, thanks to, I think it was asbestos, Philadelphia is the busiest federal district in the United States for business litigation. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You'd think it would be New York City. You'd think they'd have the busiest courthouse for Fortune 1000 companies, but it's actually Philadelphia. And, you know, the numbers aren't even close. Fortune 1000 companies logged a total of 440,000 case appearances in Philadelphia, but only 32,000 in New York City. It turns out that Philadelphia gets all the, it's not just asbestos, it's all the biggest, nastiest, most complex cases involving Fortune 1000 companies. Philadelphia is basically the perfect intersection of companies involved in industries like chemicals, pharma, life sciences, and traditional manufacturing. So, yes, you see asbestos, but you also see a lot of personal injury, product liability, also a lot of patent and IP cases that come out of those, you know, process-based industries.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Richard, that is all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us and gave us a lot of interesting insights. So thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
And again, everybody, that was Richard Cellini. He is CEO of Briefcase Analytics. He was talking with us about some of the key findings in his firm's new study of business litigation in the United States. And if you are looking to a link to his research paper, you can find that on the podcast page of our website as well. That is at ComplianceWeek.com. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.